Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so glad to be coming here once again this morning. Yesterday, we started talking about how you can be led by the Spirit of God. And today, I want us to continue from where we left off yesterday. You know, there are various ways that the Spirit of God speaks to us, okay? But He speaks to us to our spirits. God doesn't speak to us using any other means apart from our spirit. And we can confirm what God is saying through His Word. You see, God does not speak to us in our heads or through our minds. Neither does He speak to us through our bodies. Hallelujah. He speaks to us through our spirits. And yesterday I showed that to you in Romans chapter 8 verse 14. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Then verse 16 says, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirits. He bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. Today I want us to look at exactly how that happens. Okay? Now, there's something called the inward witness. That's the first and primary way that God speaks to us. The inward witness. And then there's the inward voice. Okay? And then there's the voice of the Holy Spirit. There's an inward witness, the inward voice, and then the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I want to start with the inward witness today. And that is seen in Romans chapter 8, verse 16. It says, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You see, sometimes some people want God to speak to them in a spectacular way. They want their skies to change, to be darkened, and then a voice comes from the sky and say to them, my son, I want you to do this. But God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that anymore. He used to do that in the Old Testament, but now He doesn't. There's a way He does it, you see. The Bible says that the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirits, that we are the children of God, you see. If you are born again, how do you know you are born again? I mean, that's a wonderful question. How do you know you are born again? You see, you don't get to know you are born again through an outside force telling you that you are born again. A third party can't tell you you are born again. You just know you are born again. There's an inward witness. You see, and I want to show you how you know you are born again. It's called an inward witness. You just know. You may not be able to prove to somebody that you are born again, but you know from the inside, deep down within you, you just know that you are born again, and nothing can change that. Now, if God decided to use this simple but supernatural means of letting you know that you are His, letting you know that you are His son or you are His child, okay? That is through a knowing, through an inward knowing, a no-soul salvation. You just know that you are born again. Okay, then how else do you think He will lead us? He leads us by knowings, by perceptions. We just know. You just know that this is what you're supposed to do. You just know that this is the lady you're supposed to marry. You just know from deep down within you that this is where you're supposed to go. This is the choice you're supposed to make. Now, go to 1 John chapter 5. I want to prove it to you somehow. I'm reading from verse 9. He says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which He has testified of His Son. Then He says, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He has a testimony in himself. Let me read it again. Probably didn't get it. From verse 9, it says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which He has testified of His Son. Then it says, he that believeth on the Son of God has a witness in himself. He has a testimony in himself. The witness is inside you. What witness is that? It says, the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. Then it says, he that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that has a Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. So you just know from within, the witness is in himself. Is he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. What witness is that? It's the record that God has borne concerning His Son, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. And that life is what makes us sons. And we know, we just get to know by virtue of the witness that we have in us. It's called the inward witness. That's the primary way God leads us. You just know. I just know. There was a day Paul was traveling with some people. They were sending him to Rome. And he knew that the journey was going to be with much hurts. Then he says, I perceive that this journey would be with much hurts and much loss. But they didn't mind him. He says, I perceive. He just perceived from within. He just knew. He had a knowing from within. You see, and that's how God leads us. We just know. You just know, you see, because your spirit man has the word of God in him. The Bible says that being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Your spirit man knows things, and the Spirit of God bears witness with the spirit concerning issues. So you have a witness with an inward witness, just an inward knowing. You just know, oh, I know this is what I'm supposed to. I know I'm supposed to be a businessman. You just know. How do you know the word of God? You know from within. As you pray, you get to know it. You get to know. The more you pray, the more you study the word of God, the more you get to know what you're supposed to do. You just know. You just know you're supposed to make this choice. It's an inward witness. It's the Spirit of God bearing witness with your recreated human spirit. It may not be spectacular, but God is actually speaking to you now. Go to Psalm 18. verse 28. It says, "For thou light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." It says, "Thou light my candle." You remember, the Bible said that the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. So your spirit is what he's talking about. So he's saying that thou light my candle, thou light my spirit. You will give information, you give insight to my spirit. And it says, "The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." So the way God shows you what to do and enlighten you concerning your darkness, or enlighten you concerning what you don't know, is through your spirit. It says he will light your candle. How? Through that knowing, that inward voice, that inward witness, that inward testimony. You just know that you're born again. You just know that you know that you know that that is the woman you're supposed to marry. You just know that you know that you know that that's the business you're supposed to do. You just know that you know that you know that that is the job God wants you to do. And that's what God wants you to spend your life on. As an inward witness, an inward knowing. That's the primary way God leads us. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. I'll show you the other one. That is the inward voice tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.